Officiating at the burial of the former chief secretary to the president and cabinet, President Mugabe accused Pastor Ivan Mawarire of being foreign sponsored.
The Mawarire is, I don't even know him. Those who believe in that way of living in our country, well, are not part of us. They are not part of us in thinking. They are not part of us as we try to live together. If they don't like to live with us, let them go to those who are sponsoring them. To the countries of those who are sponsoring them, fine. You can't urge people to adopt violence, violent demonstrations as the way of life or the way of solving grievances. No. We will say no. Forever no. Find another environment. If you are a pastor, I don't know if he's a man of religion. A man of religion, we would hope, would preach biblical peace.
Mawarire was arraigned before a Harare magistrate last week on charges of subverting a constitutionally elected government, but was set free after his lawyers convinced the court that the man of cloth was illegally brought before a Harare magistrate as he was not warned and cautioned on the charges that he was facing. Mr. Mugabe's scathing attack on Pastor Mawarire was criticized by some Harare residents like Worship Dumba, who said the president is running away from addressing issues affecting Zimbabweans. Dumba said the president was no longer fit to rule.
Yeah, one thing about President Mugabe is that he takes all Zimbabweans for fools who don't even know that they are hungry, and they should say they are hungry, because once they say they are hungry, according to President Mugabe, there will be a foreign hand behind it. So what I actually suggest to the president, that you must sit down with all those people demonstrating, ask them what their real issues are, and they should actually solve them. Solve those issues, pay civil servants on time, deal with corrupt leaders, arrest corrupt people, whether they are ministers, they must actually go to jail. And then no one would say anything. And then you also not see that foreign hand that he always sees himself alone. This is about issues. It's not about any politics. It's the politics of the stomach that has made people arise.
Instead of attacking Pastor Mawarire and the church, some critics like Barnabas Tondlana, editor of the Observer newspaper, said Mr. Mugabe should listen to the concerns of the people who elected him instead of seeing them as enemies.
It's dangerous for government to be fixated upon arresting people than arresting problems. Those who point out problems can never be the problem. And what we are seeing with the president right now is he has lost touch with what is happening on the ground. Take, for example, what Minister Bima said when he was accompanying the body of the late Mr. Utete just before his burial. And he clearly stated that the president is being given information which is false by those who are around him. And he singled out Mr. Utete as one person who was very forthright with the president, telling the president exactly what the situation was on the ground. And this is coming from a very senior government official, a minister for that matter, clearly saying that the president is being fed lies. He's being fed stories and issues. People like Mawarire, who stands up to say, this is what is happening on the ground, Mr. President, can you address this? And instead of looking at the problem, you tend to look at the person as an enemy. Those who point out problems can never be the problem.
At the same time, Mr. Mugabe accused some new farmers of not utilizing the land that was parceled out to them under the country's land reform program. President Mugabe said if land was used properly, Zimbabwe would regain its status as the jewel of Southern Africa.
Let them have it to use it to produce, not to use it to sit on and to pride themselves on the fact that We now have the land. I am somebody because I am the land. Yes, you are somebody because you are the land. You have the land. But the land must be used so you become a real somebody. Otherwise, you are not a real somebody.
Turning to Utete, who joined government at independence in 1980, President Mugabe said the deceased was a loyal employee who transformed the civil service from what it was before independence and helped in crafting the land review policy. Mr. Mugabe said the late Utete was one person who would advise him on several issues without picking a fight with him when they disagreed on some issues. Dr. Charles Utete died suddenly at his Harare home on Friday and is survived by his wife Vena and 5 children. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.